Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. We will dedicate tonight's Shir Be'ezos Hashem Le'ilui Nishmas of Shalom Ben and Avraham. Should be an Ilui Nishama Mitzah Hashem. We are in Chavis Halvavis Shah Bitochen Perek Dalid. The Chavis Halvavis is telling us how the concept of Hishtadlus and Bitochen applies to mitzvahs as well. He told us that what is in our mitzvahs is kind of similar to any other area of life, where what we're expected to do is the Hishtadlus, if we're putting it in a simple way. Whether it will actually work or not is left up to Hashem. The truth is that this is fairly obvious, but there's a certain chiddush here in the understanding that all that's expected of us when it comes to mitzvahs is not the final result, but the decision and the attempt to get it done. Then, if Hashem decides to reward our efforts with success, we get more reward for that added element of the act actually being done. But otherwise, the primary expectation and the primary reward is for the desire to do it. But as we said, that's a very minimal level. But primarily, the decision and sincere, wholehearted attempt to do it. So now, in other words, it's all about Hishtadlus also. We do ours. And then we leave the result up to Hashem. So what we saw last time was that Chavis Halvavos began distinguishing between Hishtadlus when it comes to a mitzvah and Hishtadlus when it comes to other areas. Let's say we'll draw on our usual example of Parnasa. So he said there are two main differences. First of all, with Parnasa, part of what you need to do is, part of the Ishtadlis is to figure out which Ishtadlis to do. You have to put proper effort into choosing a job that will make sense, choosing a job that has a decent likelihood of success. You don't necessarily know in advance, in a very clear way, this is the Ishtadlis to do. Whereas, when it comes to a mitzvah, it's absolute. You know what the Ishtadlus is. And more he added to that more. He said that when it comes to other Ishtadlus, you want to daven to Hashem. Part of your Ishtadlus is to daven to Hashem to help you make the right decisions. Whereas with mitzvahs, that would be misplaced. Don't daven to Hashem to help you make the right decisions. The right decisions are up to you, and you know exactly what he wants you to choose. The desire, the decision, the choice, and the attempt are your business. Don't cast that on Hashem. Just what remains in the hands of Hashem is whether your attempts will actually bear fruit. So that's difference number one. That material Ishtadlis, you don't necessarily know in advance which is the correct Ishtadlis. Figuring out what choices to make is all part of the Ishtadlis. Whereas with Ruchnius, with mitzvahs, with Avodas Hashem, what the Ishtadlus should be is clearly mapped out. And now we'll see number two. So in Chavis Halvavos Perek Dalin, in my Lev Tov edition, I say that every time because there are two or three different editions. But in my Lev Tov edition, it's page Shin Nun. Va'oid. There's another difference between Hishtadlus when it comes to material affairs and Hishtadlus when it comes to mitzvahs. Kinyanei ha'olam, when it comes to material things, yesh toshuv hasiba mishubachas miguna. Va'miguna mishubachas. Sometimes a good Hishtadlus can backfire. A good Hishtadlus can backfire. A person put in effort and was a little bit too successful. It was a little bit too successful that he aroused the ire of different competitors. And he got himself into trouble. He got himself messed up. And what began as a successful ishtadlis backfired and turned against him. There is such a thing when it comes to material ishtadlis. V'amigunim ishubachas. It's also possible that a lousy ishtadlis will prove successful. That's also a possibility. What's an example? Person buys a lottery ticket. That's not a good ishtadlis. You're not. You certainly don't fulfill your obligation of ishtadlis by buying a lottery ticket. But sometimes a person will win. So there isn't absolute when it comes to ishtadlus in material affairs. There's a lot that remains unknown. It's kind of similar to the first point he made, a little bit different. There's a lot that remains unknown. What begins as a good ishtadlus can turn bad. What begins as a bad ishtadlus can turn good. When it comes to mitzvahs, it's not like that. What is considered the right decision to make, the right ishtadlus to do, or the wrong one, we'll never switch. You always know that making this decision and doing this is the right thing to do. Well, let's say, for example, a person decided to give X amount of money to tzedakah. He did so. And then he suffered a very significant loss in his business. And all of a sudden now, had he not given all that tzedakah, he would have the money he needs at the moment. So here, a person might say, here, this mitzvah backfired. This mitzvah got me in trouble. But we have to understand that that's not so. On the contrary, this is a test. It's an isayin. This mitzvah is getting you to the right place. And on the contrary, you know that there's such a thing called the Fumtsara Agra, right? Let's say a person does a mitzvah that he's supposed to do, even though it's very difficult for him. And we know that in such a case, the reward is that much more. Now here, in a case like this, it's kind of like the Fumtsara Agra afterwards. A person did a mitzvah, it seems to have gotten him into trouble. But it's really a test of, can the person say, no, you know what? Even though now I'm left without the money I need, I'm happy I did that mitzvah. That mitzvah was good. Again, you used the right discretion at the time. A person should not give an amount of tzedakah that's going to impoverish him. But if at the time, a person made a responsible calculation, and then afterwards he suffered a loss that now sets him back, and he starts thinking to himself, had I not given that tzedakah, I would have been in a better place. They say, no, what was a good hishtadlus, that never changes. Now, the test is only, are you capable of holding on to your faith in what you did and saying, okay, this is Hashem testing me. Will I regret this mitzvah or will I still be happy with the choice I made? But that's the rule. There's no such thing as a mitzvah turning against you and going bad. It will always just get you to a good place. Unlike material ishtadlus, which can really sometimes backfire. But where does bitachon kick in when it comes to mitzvahs? Ugmar ma'aseh ha'avodah. It's when it comes to the act actually happening. Meaning, like we said, let's say we use the example of, I'll give you an interesting example of this. The Brisker Rav was known as a very intense person, which manifested in a number of ways. Now, there was one year in Eretz Yisrael when there was a shortage of Esroigin. The Brisker Rav contacted one of the Frum Knesset members at the time and told him, Use any pull you have, any of your international clout, get me an Esrig for Sukkos. And I'll pay any price. He's willing to pay an exorbitant amount. And he kept on top of this person. He was contacting him, I don't know if it was every hour. What's it up to? What's it up to? What are you doing? Are you doing everything you can? Are you getting me this? Did you call this one? Did you call that one? Did you try this? Did you try that? Mamish was on his back, badgering him. And now this person was doing everything he can, but he was really having a very, very hard time getting a hold of an Esrig. And it's getting closer and closer to Yom Tov, and the Briskerov's calls are stepping up, and the pressure is building up, and this guy doesn't know what to do with himself, and he really did everything in his power to get a hold of the Esrig. And finally, it's like the night before of Yom Tov, and he comes to the Briskerov, basically admitting defeat, and he's dreading his meeting with the Briskerov. The Briskerov was so intensely on top of him, and now he has to tell him that at the end of the day, there's no Esrig. So he comes into the Briskerov and he sees the Briskerov is sitting there calmly and looks up with him in a smile, with a smile, and he says, there's no Esrig, right? And he said, right. And the Briskerov said, fine, like very nonchalantly. And he was, you know, ready to go on with whatever it was he was doing. So this person actually said to the Briskerov, I thought the Rav would be devastated. So he said, "Bet Mamish, what the Chavis Halavis tells us here. I was not seeking to ensure that I have an Esrig. It's not up to me. I was seeking to ensure that I did everything in my power to get an Esrig. Everything in my power meant badgering you like crazy and getting you to try this and getting you to try that. I did everything in my power. You did everything in your power. We've done ours. That's all. We have both fulfilled our obligation, and that's that." So this is really the point that the Chavis Halavos is making. But now he's adding that nevertheless, this is where tefillah comes into play. There is room now for bitachon in trusting Hashem, or even davening to Hashem, that he grant us the merit of actually seeing our efforts play out. Now, most cases, this is not so relevant. Like, you know, you go in the morning, you attempt to put on tefillin, you'll usually get your tefillin on. It's not going to attempt to light Shabbos candles, you usually get the Shabbos candles lit. But there will be those situations. Let's say there's a certain chesed, you were trying to help somebody out with something, and it didn't work out. So this is where we say, you did the mitzvah once you made the decision to do it, and you did everything in your power to do it. But here the Chavis Halavos is going to say that this is where bitachon comes into play. And even tefillah. When we say that everything, all Hashem expects is that you do everything in your power to get it done, you know what that includes? That includes also davening to Hashem that it will actually get done. So he says like this, when it comes to choosing to do the right thing, attempting to do the right thing, no room for bitachon there. Don't cast that on Hashem. That's in your hands. Where does bitachon kick in? When it comes to your efforts actually coming to fruition. After you really made a firm, serious decision to do it. And you really, honestly did everything you could with intent to do what Hashem wants. Now at this point, we have to daven to Hashem. Part of the effort to get it done is the tefillah to Hashem to help us get it done, to make it get it done, and also to grant us the wisdom to get it done right. Again, he's obviously not talking about a mitzvah like tefillin. You don't need that much wisdom into planning, how am I going to manage to get my tefillin on this morning? Maybe you do. You really have to plan your wake-up program successfully. But we're talking about mitzvahs that can get more complex, right? Different types of chesed, different initiatives that you want to take on, that you want to assume. So here, he's telling us that part of the sincere effort to get it done is to daven to Hashem, to guide me in the best way to go about it, and to daven to Hashem that it actually gets done. That's part of trying to get it done. You have to think of tefillah as a form of practical ishtadlus. If you're saying you're trying to do something, that should involve davening as well. Like the pasuk says, "Hadricheni v'amitecha v'lamdeni," guide me along your true path and teach me, etc. He cites a number of psukim to this effect. And I'm skipping a couple of lines. I'm not going to read all the psukim that he cites. But these psukim indicate that David HaMelech was pining to do the right thing and to get it done. So this proves he wasn't sitting back and saying, like we said the other day, waiting for Hashem to inspire him. He chose the right thing. He wanted to get the right thing done. When it comes to mitzvahs, he davened to Hashem two things. There's room to daven for two things. Not to daven to Hashem to guide you to the right decision. That not. This is what Hashem put into your hands. But what do you daven? Echad mehem. Number one is, this is what I want to do. I did choose the right thing. But liyached levavoy lechazek b'chirazoy. Help me maintain that choice. Help me maintain my decision to engage in your avoida. Help me not encounter tests. Help me not encounter distractions. Keep me from getting sidetracked. This is what we daven to Hashem. I want to do the right thing. I'm making the efforts to do the right thing. Please save me from getting sidetracked. Save me from distractions. Save me from things that are going to pull me away from doing the right thing. Okay? I'm skipping again a couple of lines. Vasheni. And number one, number two, the next thing to daven for is lechazek avorav al hashlamas ha'maisim ha'avodosai. We daven to Hashem to give us the ability to actually get it done. Even though, like we said before, that's not necessarily in our hands. But if the efforts are in our hands, part of the effort is the tefillah to Hashem to help us get it done. Okay. We are finished with this section now. We'll end here for tonight. Have a wonderful night, a wonderful day tomorrow, a safe and successful, productive day in Ruchnias and Gashmias. Kol tov.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.